today's shiur is Masechta Bava Metzia Daf Pei Gimel, and we are going to begin on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, five lines from the top. Rav Chiya bar Abba. In the previous shiur, we learned a three-way machlokes between Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Lezer. What is the din if Hamava Chavis Limakim Lamakim, if somebody's carrying a Chavis and it breaks? What is the din? Rameya said, make a shvua that it broke, it was an accident, and you're fine. Rabbi Yehuda drew a distinction between a shemichinim and a shemisachar. And Rabbi Lezer says, to me, Ani, I don't know how you could ever make the shvua. So at the end of the previous year, the Gemara quoted the Gemara Masechet Baba Kama. What we learned Rameya's opinion was, that Nisko Pasheyahu, that if somebody stumbles, he's considered a Pasheya. It's considered that he was negligent. So how could a mayor in our Mishnah say, just make a shvu that you stumbled and it was an accident? So the Gemara said, there's a machloikis what Rameya's opinion indeed is. That's how we learned in the previous year. Today, our Gemara takes a different approach. This is this shvua is a special rule that Chazal instituted. Shim i'ata oimekein, if you won't make this shvua, ein lecha adam hamava chavis makam makam, chavis chaver makam makam. Nobody will ever be able to carry somebody else's chavis. And as the Mefarshim explain, the Achronim explain, truthfully, the Rabbanan could have said that even though Ramei's opinion is Niskel Pasheyahu, if you stumble, you're considered negligent, we don't want somebody to be held responsible if he's going to stumble, if a Shomer stumbles. Because if that's going to happen, nobody will ever want to be a Shomer. Therefore, Chazal said, what we should do is, we should allow people to carry items, we should allow people to carry items and not be chayv. But then we have a different concern. So every time you'll just say that you stumbled. So in order to strike a balance, Chazal said, if you stumble and you'll make a shvur that you stumbled, you'll be potter. Heich mishtaba, what is the shvur? Amarava, shvur, shloi b'kavana shavartia, I did not do anything intentionally here. Vasav Yehuda lameima, comes of Yehuda to say, Shai Mechinim Yeshava, a Shai Mechinim indeed makes the Shvua, Naisim Shachar, a Shai Mesachar Yishalim, should pay. Why? Because Hai Kedine for Hai Kedine. And as we explained yesterday, Rabbi Yehuda says, as we have always found, the level of responsibility of a Shai Mesachar is greater than the level of responsibility of the Shai Mechinim. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, the Shai Mechinam, a Shvua will be fine. The Shai Mesachar, just like he's Chayiv on Gneva Vaveda, here too, I just won't let him get off with a Shvua alone. Vasa Rabbi Lazar Lameima, comes Rabbi Lazar to go a step further. He says, in Gemara Kremeya, Rameya technically is correct. And again, as the Mefarshim explain, it's not that Rabbi Lazar represents a new opinion, a third opinion. Rabbi Lezer agrees with Reb Meir. However, he says technically, to me ani in Michayim Zavizel Shava, I don't know if they can make a shvua. Why? Because Bishlam Shemichinim Mishtaba Shlei Pashaba. A Shemichinim can make that type of a shvua. El Shemisacha My Mishtaba. Why? How could a Shemisacha make the shvua? Kilo Pasha Nami Bar Shlume. As we just explained, a Shemisacha just because he wasn't negligent won't exempt him. Furthermore, the fila shemichinam, even by the shemichinam, that as long as he wasn't pasheya, he's fine. Hotein b'makamadrin. If somebody's walking on a slip on a slope, so it's very likely that he's going to trip and break what he carried. However, shloi b'makamadrin, if he isn't on a slope, mi motzim mishtabis lepasha, can he really make that type of shvua? Furthermore, a fila b'makam nami, even on a slope, where there's no raya to there's nobody that saw what's happening. In other words, it wasn't in a public place, so a shvua is in order. However, heich deikaraya, if there are people who saw what happened, you can't rely on a shvua. Rather, neisaraya v'yifter, he should have to bring edim. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Isi ben Yehuda Omer, the Pasuk says, regarding a shomer, ein roya, if there was nobody that saw, that's when shvuas Hashem tiyah b'shneim. That's when a shomer makes a shvua. Hayesh raya, but if you have edim, or it took place in a place where there are edim, according to Isi ben Yehuda, a shvua won't do the trick. Rather, yavi raya v'yifter. I asked the mefarshim, yes, a shvua that the Torah mandates in a place where there are edim teaches us Isi ben Yehuda, you can't make a shvua. But in a place where this, but we're learning now, we began today's shir, that we're talking about a shvua that's midrabanon. A shvua midrabanon, ask the achronim, who says has that rule? Maybe the rule is that if you make the shvua, even if the event occurred where there are edim, it should be good enough. Answer the achronim, old yusoid, an old concept, that whenever the rabbanon institute a law, they model it after a deraisa. And therefore, they model it after a deraisa. And therefore, if Isi ben Yehuda teaches us that a shvua that the Torah tells us to take, you only take when there are no edim. Similarly, a shvua that Rabbanan say you should take, you only take when there are no edim. But if there are edim, you can't just make the shvua. And the Gemara goes further, applying this rule about shvuas. Says the Gemara, Hahu gavad avakama v'chavit d'chamra. Somebody was carrying a barrel of wine. The mechuzah in the public square, a mechuzah, the tavra beziza the mechuzah. There was a beam protruding into the street, and this person was walking with the barrel, and the barrel broke. Also came to Rava, so they came to Rava. Amrei and Rava said, "Ristaka the mechuzah shkichib by inchi." It's a public area; a lot of people are there, and therefore zil isirai v'ifter. You have to bring edim. And then you'll be potter. Anything else will not be satisfactory. Amle Rabbi Yosef Berei. So Rabbi Yosef Rava's son said, why do you need to bring Edim? Kman Kisi. That's in line with what Isi said. That wherever there are Edim, you can't rely on a Shvua. Amle indeed in Kisi. And then he added the words, V'sfir lan kavasei. And as the Mefarshim explained, what was he intending with adding the words, V'sfir lan kavasei? What he was trying to say was that not only do I agree with Isi ben Yehuda, but not only is Isi ben Yehuda's rule applicable in a situation of a shomer, that the Torah teaches us that if there are edim, a shvua won't do, but in any area of halacha where there is a din of a shvua, if there are edim, you don't rely on the shvua. And the Gemara, in fact, the way the Mefarsh explained, proves that point with the next incident that the Gemara cites. The Gemara says, "Hahu gavad amle l'chavrei." There was somebody asked a shliach, "Zil zovenli abba meya dani dechamra." Go buy for me 400 barrels of wine. Ozel zovenli. He went and he bought it for him. L'soif osel kamei, and then the shliach arrived and he said, "Amle zvinalach abba meya dani dechamra." I bought for you 400 barrels of wine. However, v'tkifuli, they got spoiled. Osel kamei derava. So they brought the question to Rava, Amalei, Abba Mei Danei Chamra, when you're talking about such a huge quantity of wine, 400 barrels of wine, Kala, Tkif, if they get ruined, Kala Islei Lemilsa, certainly everybody will be aware of such an incident, and just by you saying it, that's what happened, isn't good enough, because it happened publicly, it's such a rare occurrence, the 400 barrels of wine should get spoiled, and therefore, Zil Aisiraya, go prove, the Mikara Kimizamtle, when you bought it, Chamer Ma'al Yehava, it was good wine, and then the Iftar, you won't be responsible. And then the first one explained, if 400 barrels of wine get spoiled, if the person, something like that happens to someone, he's going to be very, very distressed, and he's going to be public about his distress. And therefore, it probably never happened. What happened was you bought it already spoiled, and you were able to get it cheaper and pocket the difference. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Yosef Barei Kaman, whose opinion does this follow that the shvua of the shliach is not good enough? Kisi. Amalei in. Kisi. Yes. What Isi has been teaching us, that you have to bring Edom and you can't rely on a shvua. The Sfirlan Kavasai, and I agree with Isi. Says the Gemara. Iskin Rav Chia by Yosef Basikri. Rav Yosef made the following rules in Sikra. Hana the Dorba Agra. If somebody is hired to carry a package, and the package, as the Rishonim explain, is really not heavy enough that you need two people to carry it, but it's not that light that one person himself should be able to carry it. The Isper, and this person took it and carried it himself, and the taka broke, Nishalim Palga. Then he has to pay half of the loss. My tama, nafish l'chad, it's too much for one individual to carry. The zuta l'tray, but it's too little, it's not heavy enough that you should need two individuals to carry it. And therefore, karv l'oynis or karv l'pshia, and we make him pay half. And the Rishonim actually say that this gemara is a proof to something that we discussed earlier in the week. We spoke that even though typically throughout Shas, we have a machloikis, the Chachamim and Sumchis. The Chacham holds Hamotz B'Chaver Olvaraya. Sumchis holds Mamun Hamut B'Sofik Cholkim. Say the Rishonim, that we always assume that the Chacham don't subscribe to the concept of Mamun Hamut B'Sofik Cholkim. Say the Rishonim. From here we see that we do say at times, even the Chacham say that Yechloiku is the din to do. This is such an example. Zok the Gemara. B'digla, but if it's a package that two people should carry, and you carry it yourself, then the halacha is misham kula. You have to carry. You have to pay for the whole package. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Chanan tavur lahana shekloi chavita dechamra. He had these people that were supposed to carry a package for him. And they were carrying a barrel of wine, and it broke. And it was their pshia, like Rashi explains. They were walking in a place with a slope, and they slipped, and they should have been careful. And they were, so he took from them their coat as payment. Also, Amalei l'Rav. So they went to Rav and said, he took our coats away. Amalei, so Rav told Rabba, have l'gamayu, give back the coats. Amalei, Dina Hochi, is that the din? They were negligent. Amalei in. That is the din. Why? Leman Teilech B'derech Toivim. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, you have to go B'derech Toivim. And the Derech Toivim is not to take away their coats. Yovle Glumayu. So, that's the din. He does what he's told. Amalei, then these people, Sarani Anan, we're poor individuals. V'techinen Kula Yoyma, we worked hard all day. The kafinan, we're hungry. The less lamidi, because he's not paying us. Omalei zilhava agrayu. So Rav told Rabba, pay them their salary. Omalei dina hachi, is that the din? That they were negligent, and I have to still pay them the salary? Omalei in. Because the pasuk says, v'ochet tzadikim tishma. So the lesson of this gemara that most mafarshim teach us is a very important lesson. Certainly, al pi din, Rava had every right to take their coats. They were negligent. Rava had every right not to pay them. When Rav told them, pay them, when Rav told them, don't take their coats, he was telling Rava to act lifnim mishuras adin. But what does the Gemara call it? Dina. What do we see from here? That for a person who's Adam Chashiv, acting lifnim mishuras adin is not voluntary. Dina achi, a person has to go lefnim mishuras hadin. I saw a beautiful vart. We see Parshas Mishpatim begins with the words ve'ela hamishpatim asher tosim lefneihem. So what does it say ve'ela mishpatim asher tosim lefneihem? It should be ve'ela mishpatim asher talamdein. Teach them the mishpatim. Say the mafarshim. Beautiful vart. Who were the mishpatim given to? They were given to the Dor Hamidbar, the Dor Deya. They were people that had to act lefnim mishuras hadin. So when Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael in the Midbar the Mishpatim, it wasn't for their, they have to act with nimishers of them. I should toss them with name. And future generations, where the people won't be on that madrega, I should toss them with name. They should act according to the din. But people like the Dora Midbar, people like Rabba, Dina Hochi, that they have to act with nimishers of them. Beautiful verse from the Gra on this Gemara. The Gra says, the Gemara is quoting a pasuk, it's really all one pasuk, in Mishlei. But the Gemara is quoting two halves of the Pesukim in different situation. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk L'man Telech B'derech Toivim regarding giving back the coats. And then the Gemara quotes the Pasuk V'Roch Tzadikim Tishvar regarding giving them the salary. Why does the Gemara choose to pick which side, which half of the Pasuk for which incident? Says the Gemara. Not to take away their coats. Not to take away their coats. It's Toivim. It means that you have to, you just have to be a good person, taking away somebody's coat. But to pay them a salary when they didn't do their job, that you have to be more than toivim, that you have to be tzaddikim. That's why in the first part where it comes to taking away the coats, the Gemara speaks about toivim. On the second part, when the Gemara talks about giving them a salary when they did so poorly, you have to be tzaddik. But then the Gra goes a step further. Only the Gra could say this. He says, in Lashon HaKodesh, there are two words to describe a road. One is, and now Gemara quotes both words, derech and oirach. So he says, when do you use the word derech and when do you use the word oirach? He says, derech means a wide road. Oirach means a narrow path. So he says, beautiful. For somebody not to take away the coat from these poor workers, almost everybody would do that. How can you take away their coats? So it's a derech. It's a wide path. But to be such an individual that you're going to give him salary, very few people would do that. That's why the Gemara says, Oirach. It's a narrow path that only the tzaddikim travel. And the Mefarshim take this a step further. The Pasuk says, Chanoich lenar al pi darkoi, gam ki yaskin v'hu yasha archasecha. The Pasuk continues. What's pshat in the Pasuk? You start by training a child to go on the right derech, on the wide path. What will that lead? That will end up on the oirich, on the narrow path that tzaddikim travel on. Then I'll tell you another word that the Bava Rebbe says. The Bava Rebbe says, the Pasuk says, tzedek, tzedek, tirdoif, l'matichya atav zarecha. He says, what's the double lashon tzedek, tzedek? The Torah is teaching us what our Gemara teaches us. Not only should you do tzedek, go with the din. But tzedek, tzedek, go lefnim mishuras adin. And what is the reward for going lefnim mishuras adin? L'man tichya atav azarecha. But perhaps that vort can be taken a step further. How could it be taken a step further? We know that the Gemara says, l'chav Yerushalayim ela she'omdu al din Torah. Yerushalayim was destroyed because they followed the din Torah. It's very hard to understand. If they followed the entire, why should be Yerushalayim destroyed? The answer is, because they only followed the entire, they didn't go lefnim mishuras adin, which is in line with being sinas chinim. They weren't ready to be nice to each other. So that's why Yerushalayim, because they didn't follow tzedek tzedek, so they didn't have l'man tichya. They weren't worthy of keeping Eretz Yisrael. So what do we say after the 3 weeks are up? What is the haftarah? Nachamu nachamu. A double nechama. So the first mass, why does it say nachmu nachmu? Because we want to connect the nachmu nachmu to the tzedek tzedek. You know when we'll have the full nechama? The nachamu nachmu, if we remember to do the tzedek tzedek. Harun l'chasechas omnen, harun l'chasechas omnen, harun l'chasechas omnen. Says the Mishnah. Hasechas apay alim. And as Tosfos explains, this is a nice introduction to this parak. In the previous parak, we spoke about hasechas omnen. Our parak begins with a soiches apayalim. What's the difference between a poyal and a umen? An umen represents whether it's a person who's working on a daily basis or whether the person is a kablin working by the job. Our parak is going to be discussing what is expected of a worker who works by the day. That's a poyal. It says the Mishnah, soiches apayalim, b'amam lahashk maharag, they're supposed to come put in a full day. Markum shenagu shlo lashkum shlo larif and rishoy lekayfim. You have to follow the labor laws, and whatever the minigam markum is, that's what you have to follow. Farshim point out, number, obvious points. A minig doesn't become because it happened once. A minig has to be that this is constant. Furthermore, even though you follow normally the minig amokim, as we're going to learn, an employer and employee have a right to enter into a specific job deal where they won't follow the minig amokim. Furthermore, makim shenagu lozen yozen. If lunch is part of what you have to, meals are part of what you have to give your workers, you have to give them workers. L'sapik masika, if meals include giving them not just bread and water, l'sapik, you have to give them extras. Hakol k'minig ha-medina. Says the Mishnah, Mas Rav Yochanan Mas Yisham L'Bnoi, Tzu Tzchol L'Napalim, go hire workers. Holach, so he went to Pasach L'Mizonis, and as part of the work contract, he promised them that he'll give them meals. Now he came back to his father. We know that Shlomo HaMelech first was king, and then he lost his monarchy. So we're talking about when Shlomo was at his height. You haven't fulfilled your obligation. You'll never be able to fulfill your obligation. You're talking about very hard people to please. Why does it say Avram Yitzvah Yaakov? Because Avram, we all remember from Chumash, when he had the three malachim by him, he gave each malach his own tongue. So he had very high standards. Ella, at yischil, lo yischil b'malacha, before they begin, tsei v'malahem, go and renegotiate. Shein lechem ella, pas v'kitnis b'vad. You only have to supply them with bread and beans. Shimon Gamliel Omer, lo yitzarach lemer, there was no need to renegotiate, because when you hire them, you hire them on the basis of hakol k'minig ha-medina, whatever is local custom. Ask the Gemara, why does the Mishnah, ask the Gemara, have to go on to all of this thing, makom shenagu? Obviously, we follow the minig ha-medina. Why does the Mishnah have to speak about all of it? Answers the Gemara, the Mishnah is speaking about lo tzricha, the tafalei agraya. There's a standard rate of pay, and the employer is paying more than the standard rate. Maratema, so perhaps we would say, Omalahu, that the employer should be able to say, the reason I paid you a better rate is a data, the mekadim sumachishchu. You're going to come to work earlier and stay later. Kamash Malon, Damarle, that they could argue back. Hide that faslon, this that we're getting a bonus, is not that because we have to work extra hours, rather, adata da vidin lecha avida shapirta, that we're going to do a better job during those hours. And therefore, he cannot force them to work extra hours, even though he's paying them more than they should normally get paid. Say, so there's a shayla haloch lemaisa here. Let's say the employer is giving them extra pay, but they didn't do a better job. They're saying we're doing it because we're getting a better job. We're going to do a better job, but they didn't do a better job. So can they at least at that point expect that they should put in more hours? So some rishonim say, yeah, you're getting paid extra for something. So if we're not getting better quality, we have to get more quantity. The Sma says no. The Sma says they could say we tried to do a better job, we couldn't succeed, but that's enough of a claim that they can't be forced to work extra. Says the Gemara, Amrei Shlokish. And there's a very fundamental machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, how to learn this Mishnah, this Gemara. The hours of work, let's first identify what are the hours of work. The hours of work, they didn't work like we work, 9 to 5, 8-hour days. They worked from Netz until Tzeisa Kachavim. But now the question is, travel time to your job. So says the Gemara, going to work, you go on, according to Rashi, you go on the employer's time. Going home, that means you only have to start traveling at Netz. Going home, you go after Tzeisa Kachavim. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Why? Why is that the din? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is when you're going to work, you're going on behalf of your employer. So it's on his time. You're working for him. Going home, you're not going on behalf of your employer, you're going home for yourself. And therefore, it doesn't have to be on his time, it's on your time. That's one pshat. Another pshat is a fairly simple pshat. You have to daven shacharis in the morning. If you have to be by the job by Netz, and you're going to have to travel before the Netz to get to your work, when are you going to daven? It must be that you daven before the Netz, and then by the Netz, you travel to your job. That's how Rashi learns. Taisus learns just the opposite. In the morning, going to your job, you travel on your own time, because you're going to work, and in the morning you're fresh, and you go before your time to arrive to work. At night, we don't want you to have to travel in the dark, you leave before Tzeis HaKachavim. Shnema, Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Shnema, Tizrach Hashem Siyesofen, V'mosna Yidbotzen. Yetzi Odom L'Fa'oloi, L'Dosei Adi Arif. Ask the Gemara, why are we having this debate? What are the work conditions? Haven't we learned in the Mishnah that Hakol Kaminig HaMedina, and therefore ask the Gemara, V'lechsi Heichin Nehigi, just let's see what local custom is when workers have to come and leave the job. Answers the Gemara, B'Ichadosha. We're talking about a new city that doesn't have an establishment. Ask the Gemara, V'nechsi Meheichid Kasu. And this is a very important halacha. If there's a new development, there's a new town establishing itself. So what's the minig? What nusach should they daven? What's the minig? Teaches us the Gemara, we look where most of the people of that town are coming from. And if most of the people from that town come with a certain minig, that's the minig that we should follow. The Paiskim, in fact, say that's the first thing to do. If you're coming, if there's a new community developing, we look at what is the minig of most of the people. The next thing the Paiskim say, if that's not a way that we could follow, we look at what the other communities around this community are doing. And if not, then they should establish by themselves, or they should ask their Rav. So again, ask the Gemara, if we want to establish the minig, why don't we look at what the minig of most of the people, where they're coming from? Answer the Gemara, Benukatoi. The people coming from all over, from different communities with different minhagim. Ibai Seima, or another reason why we need to know what are the dina midaraisa, the amrele, that they agreed that Greek salu kapoil deraisa. I'm going to follow what the poil deraisa rules are. Says the Gemara. Darsh of Zera, Vamle Tanir of Yosef. My diksiv, the pasuk says, Toshes choshech vihi laila by simish kol chayayar. Toshes choshech vihi laila, za'olam hazesh adoyim alalaila. This world is like laila, by simish kol chayayar, eil rishoyim shabai. Shadayim lachayim shabiyar. The rishoyim are like a chaya. So my first question is explain why are rishoyim like chaya. I saw two pshatim. One pshat is, what's the difference between a person and an animal? A person knows how to control himself. Well, he ought to know how to control himself. An animal doesn't know how to control himself. Says the Gemara that the Rishoim, what makes a person Rishoim, a Rasha, that he isn't able to control himself. That's one pshat I saw. Another pshat I saw is when you talk about animals, there are two types of animals. There's an animal that you could see the animal, a lion, a bear, and you know to watch out. And then there are animals that are very small. You don't see them, a snake, but they're very dangerous. The same as they're all types of Rishoim. Sometimes it's obvious that this individual is a Rasha. And sometimes it's Rishoim. They look like they're great people, but they're really Rishoim. Tizrach Hashem is Yesofen, Valmosen Yerbotzen, Tizrach Hashem Tzadikim, the Tzadikim have the sunshine in them, Yesofen Rishoim L'Gehenim. And the Rishoim will end up in Gehenim. Valmosen Yerbotzen, Ein L'cho Tzadik V'Tzadik, The pasuk says, "Manasam, many habitats. Each tzaddik will have his own place. Yetzi Adam le faolai, yetzi tzadikim le kabel tzadzcharam laavedasam adi arev. When will they get the schar? B'mi shehishlam avedasam adi arev. If you live your life in this world, doing what you're supposed to do, then when you'll finish this world, before I should say this is a raya, that there's no schar in this world, the schar is the next world, that's where you'll get your schar. So another pshat, Arev is beloshen Arvus, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. You know who's going to have great schar, Ba'olam Haba? Those Jews that care about other Jews. Are they Arev? If you are Arev, if you were worried about your brother in this world, you will have schar in the next world. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, Ashkech Lahu Parganya, he met this officer, the Kartofis Kanvi, who used to capture, he used to jail the Ganofim. Eima, Lehechi Chotluhe, how could you get them? Lavkech Yusim Mesili, aren't they like animals? As we just learned, the Ksir Boy Sirmoj Kulchayos Yar, Ikka de Amri, Mahaikra Kamalei, aren't they Yara b'mistakariye? They sit in ambush like a lion b'soichai. So he's asking, so he asked this officer, how could you be sure that you're doing your job properly? Dilma, shakl tzadiki, v'shafkas rishayim. You may be catching, you may be imprisoning the wrong people. Omalei, or my evit. So the police officer says, what do you want from me? Harmona de Malkahu, I have a job. And this is the best way I could do the job. Omar, so Rabbi Elazar told him, Ta agmerech, heichet hevet. I'll give you a way of knowing who is the real ganef. And he told him the following. O ba'ab shol chanusa. Every day, the fourth hour, which is 10 o'clock, go into the store. That's when people will take their lunch break. Ki chazes inish the koshosi chamra. If you see somebody who's drinking beer, the kanoket kosh b'yodei, and he's holding the cup in his hand, the kar menamnim, and he's falling asleep, shol aleivei. Ask, why is he falling asleep? Now, eat sovim mebanim who, if he's a Talmud Chacham, v'nayim, and he's falling asleep, you could explain that he's falling asleep because Akdumei Kadam Lagirsei, because he got up very early in the morning to learn. E, Pailhu, if he's a worker, you could also attribute that he's falling asleep. Kadam Ka'avad Avidatei, because he got up early to his work. And the Farshim make an interesting point. By the Talmud Chacham, it says Akdumei Kadam. Tamidei Chachamim get up very early to learn. Workers get up early, but not as early as the Tamidei Chachamim. So here it says Kodim, and here it says Akdumei Kodim. V'i, Avirita Belaila, maybe he works at night. Aye, how could you work at night? You're going to be making noise. Says the Gemara, Dudi Ridid. There are certain jobs you could do without making noise. This means making hangers or making metal that doesn't make noise. V'loi, but if you can't attribute that the person is falling asleep so early in the morning, ten of these reasons, ganvahu. It must be that he's a ganav, v'tafsei, and imprison him. Ishtamim milsabei malka. So the government heard that Rabbi Elazar is the one that has an excellent way of determining who is the ganav. Amr, so they said, kayarna de garta ilahavi perunka. The person who delivers the letter, that reads the letter, should be the one to deliver it. If you're the one that's able to figure out who's going to love him, you should become the police officer. As you, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, so they appointed Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, the toughest kanvi, and he was given the job to become the police officer. So Farshim asked, he wasn't following the Din Torah, so how could he be take on this position? So some Farshim say, because Dina de Malchus Adina. You follow the law of the land. The Ritva says that if there's a time where there's problems, like obviously in the time of the Gemara here, with a lot of ganavim, so in order to bring peace to society, in order to bring proper a system, a person's allowed to take on the job, even if it isn't according to the exact Din Torah. So Shul or Blazer of Shimon, and they appointed him to Kartafis Ganvi. He should be the one to find Ganovim. Vazel, so, and he took on the position. Shalachler Bishub and Karcha, Chaimitz Binyayin. Your vinegar, the son of wine. Your father was the great, Rav Shimon ben Yochai, but you shouldn't take on this job. Admasai, because Admasai at the Maisa Amishal Kemu Lariga. I'm going, you're giving them over to the non-Jewish government that doesn't follow the Din Torah how to treat these individuals. Shaluchlei, so Rabbi Elazar responded, Koitzim ani mekalim in akerim. I'm helping, as I just explained, get rid of these problems, these ganavim. And the Mefarshim say they were speaking. He called them Chaimetz Binyayin, and he says, you may call me Chaimetz Binyayin, but really I'm getting rid of the thorns that caused the grapes to produce Chaimetz. Shaluchlei, so they responded to him, we have to follow our Kodesh Baruch Hu's rule, the Din Torah. Aye, there's problems in society, let God take care of it. Says the Gemara, so he met one day a kaivis, and this kaivis, kaye chaimetz b'nyayim, spoke derogatorily to a lover and called him chaimetz b'nyayim. Omer, mid the chutz of kulei hai, if he speaks to me with such chutzpah, shmamin arishurihu. he must be a Rasha. I asked the Mefarshim, Rav Shubha Karcha called him the same title. Mefarshim say, Rav Shubha Karcha was a great person. So Rav Shubha Karcha calls Rav Elazar with that name, he has a right to do it. But that doesn't give the right to somebody like a Kaivis. Amla Tafsua. So imprison him. Tafsua. So they imprisoned the Kaivis. The boss of the Nachtate, after he calmed down, also Basay the Fruke. He realized that he might have acted a little too quickly, harshly, and he wanted to get him out of jail. V'loy Motza, but the government did not allow him. Korale, so he said about himself, Shomer Pivel Shonai, if I would have watched what I said, Shomer Mitzaref Nafshei, I would have saved myself all of this trouble because of me, this person is in deep trouble. Zakvua, and they actually hung him up. Come to say Zakve, and Rabbi Elazar was standing under the tree that he was hanged on, the Kabachi, and he was crying that he was the cause that this Jew should be hung. So the people told him, Rebbe, Ayer Benecha, don't feel bad. He deserves what he got. Shuhu Benoi, Bolo Nara Marasa, B'yom Kippurim. Terrible individual. He and his son had relations with a Nara Marasa Yom Kippur, which there's a Chiv Skila for. So Mefarshim say, if there's a Chiv Skila, is hanging part of Skila. So some Mefarshim say that actually hanging was done to order the Niskalim. Others say when the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin that we find that people who do Aveira ultimately get killed with the punishment that was coming to them, it doesn't mean that they have to get that punishment. They get at least that much, but sometimes they get less. Why we need to know about him and his son doing the Aveira? We're talking about him. So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is, certainly the level of the Aveira is so much greater that not only did he do it, but the father and the son had no shame to do this one in front of the other. That's one pshat I saw. Another pshat that I saw is that the son, their rule was that if somebody was killed by the government, his children didn't yashin him. So he felt dead that not only was he being hung, but his son will not yashin him. So they said the son was the same Rasha as the father, and he doesn't deserve to get the Yerusha. So Rabbi Elazar put his hands on his stomach. Amma, sisu, my stomach, my body should be happy. I wasn't sure that I did the right thing, but it turns out that I certainly did. When I'm certain what I did, I know that I'm doing the right thing. And therefore I can be certain that nothing will happen to me after I leave the world. However, and as Reb Tzadik explains the Gemara, Tamid HaChacham Tzadikim are always worried that they do the right thing. Ashu Sama, the Shinsa, so they gave him anesthesia. They leave the base of the Shisha, and they brought him to a house that was made out of marble. There was no wind there. The Koral Krese, they opened up his stomach, have a Mafkmane, and he was a heavy individual, have a Mafkmane, the Kuli, the Tuli, the Karba, globs of fat were taken out, Umaisri B'Shamish, and they took it out into the sun, the Tamas V'Av, in the hottest time, V'Loi Misrachi, and they didn't spoil, to show that he was a tzaddik. As Mefarshim explained, a person who acts properly, every part of his body becomes kadosh, because his body is just a vehicle for him to do what's proper, and there's no room for spoilage. He showed that his entire being was Kedusha, and there's no spoilage. Ask the Gemara, that's not a proof. Kol tarbet nami lo sarach. Fat never will decompose that way. Answers the Gemara, correct. Kol tarbet lo sriach. Fat will normally not spoil. However, shriki sumki, there are veins of blood that masriach, that would normally spoil. Hocho, afa gav de ike surike sumki, you had these blood vessels and veins, Loy Masriach, they didn't spoil. Kare Nafshi, after Sari Yishkan Levetach. And this Gemara is used Lahaloch Lamaisa. Rav Elazar was so concerned did he do the right thing? So he undertook this operation, which certainly had some level of danger to it, and he was put under, just to prove that he did the right thing. The question comes up, is a person allowed to have a voluntary surgery where they put him under anesthesia or other possible complications, chas v'shalom, but it's not something that's absolutely necessary. Let's say it's plastic surgery. And many Paiskim use this Gemara to show that if it's something that really bothers you, just like Rabbi Elazar was very bothered and he was only going to be calmed down by going through this procedure, so to anybody who has something that bothers him may take voluntary surgery, even if there's a small level of risk, to calm himself down. When he was appointed to be a police officer, Pogba Eliyahu, Eliyahu met him. And he had a complaint to him, how do you act this way? What should I do? Hamana de Makahu, the government forced me into this position. Amlay Avicha, your father, Orik Le Asya, ran away to Asya at Orik Le Lutkia. You should run to Lutkia. In other words, if you could avoid getting into this position of doing something and getting a Jew into trouble, if you have any way of avoiding it, that's what you should do.